And now it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. And the collection of people that pretty much look towards 4th of July as their version of Christmas. It starts us right here in our own backyard down Crowley Way. You may have seen the story about the 4th of July fireworks stand there in Crowley. Johnny Fireworks this past Friday as it was broken into and a lot was stolen. Thousands of dollars worth. Surveillance video shows a person in a pickup truck backing into the lot there at Johnny's Fireworks in Crowley. Walk, by the way, totally visible is the license plate. This guy's not going to get very far. Walks up to the stand, drives off with a truck bed full of the most valuable fireworks there. Like I said, it occurred early Friday morning. Jonathan Cook, who is the Johnny Fireworks, said the loss totals in tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah, significant blow for the business getting all ready for this. But really making waves on this is his Facebook post, which is rather lengthy, but it starts out, to the person who broke into our fireworks stand and drove off with thousands of dollars worth of inventory in the back of your Dodge truck, thank you, Cook said in his Facebook post, and went on to continue to say, your actions reminded me of something bigger, people are hurting, and then actually goes into a very, very hopeful, promise-filled just message. Yeah, offered $200 to the guy that did it and said, come back, bring it, whatever. No questions will be asked. We'll just forget about it. Mm-hmm. That has evidently not been fulfilled from the other half, but really, really cool turn to that and turning the other cheek, as they say. He said, from the Bible, joy comes in the morning. I don't know any other way than to choose grace for people in the situation that this man was in. I feel for him. I pray for him. That is very nice, Johnny. So I'll turn the volume down a little bit, but that guy is a... there we go.
Another local option. Dallas police had quite a time last night chasing after an SUV that had been in a big wreck. But despite the damage, the driver was still very much in the game. He kept going on three wheels. Officers spotted him going down several streets, making a number of U-turns. He finally landed the vehicle after a slow-speed chase. The airbags were deployed on the car, and James Williamson was arrested. The reason why? Could be a crime in progress. The SUV was full of volleyballs.
That explains it. Dum, 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 dum. Well, we told you yesterday about for Elon's birthday, they celebrated it there at Tesla. It was the first ever from the Gigafactory where the Tesla was made. Tesla that rolled off Model Y off the assembly line and then autonomously drove itself to its customer's residence, which happened to be an apartment building there in the Austin area. It's the first time this had ever been done in any which way by any car company ever. Well, now we know the rest of the story, as all went well except for the end, which if you see, and they put this out promotionally, Tesla did, to extol the virtues of their greatness. Even though at the very end, you can clearly see when it pulls up to the apartment complex, it parks in a no parking fire lane. You had it till the end.
Okay, so one more time for our friends in the back.
Who?
In the back.
The highway is not,
well, I know, but you can't hear with the fan.
True.
The highway is not the place for a stroll, but if you're going to do it, throw on your jorts. Cole Breeden of Mountain Home, California, got popped for walking naked along Highway 62.
I know.
Not just once, but he went walking several days in a row, popped by a car wash, to a Wendy's and beyond. He was eventually arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah, watch that. See? It's the summer of jorts. Embrace it. Not that guy, though. Let's go down to Austin again, and concerns are mounting after yet again another glass panel fell from a downtown Austin high-rise. This is not the first time this is happening. Now it's bordering on the string of incidents tied to the ATX Tower, and it's on 6th Street. So this is not just like some random... This is right in the heart of it all. So this took place Last week, glass panel fell from the building, shattered on the sidewalk below. Amazingly, now that there was first incident in March, then one in late March, and now this one being the third. Amazingly, nobody has been around when this thing comes to the ground from stories above.
This is very, very concerning.
This is Final Destination.
That's not good.
So more proof that faith can literally save your life. Not with inspiration or hope, but literal gold, which is good because Aiden Perry needs all he can get. He was showing off a gun to a friend when it accidentally fired. A bullet then ricocheted off his cross necklace, still landed in his chest, just wound up in some fatty tissue rather than a lung or the heart.
Sometimes there's dumb, sometimes there's just dumb luck.
Dumb.
And then finally, this posted in the Burleson Residence Facebook group by one Jeremy. So it's a local one, right there at the Burleson Kroger, who posts, Jeremy, we know trees are expensive, but this happened right in front of me. Taking newly planted trees from the parking lot is a bit wild. So what evidently this truck pulls up, and in the parking lot, they're not medians, but that's what they kind of are, there's little trees right there.
Little nooks.
Well, this guy just hitched to it and drug it out of the ground, then got out, just like nothing was wrong, put it in the bed of his truck, and drove away, stole the tree from the Kroger parking lot.
What is wrong with getting a job? How is this any easier?
I mean, trees are expensive.
I know, but still.
I don't know. You could say always. I mean, he planted the own evidence in his own vehicle right there. I don't know. Talk about somebody that's very shady. International Joke Day, by the way.
Dum, 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 dum.
And now I'll leave.